morning after Pearl Harbor, I was assigned to a group of Secret Service men, and I don't know what all, it was all secret, to meet with my particular group at a given place down in the Palaverdes, you know, where the Japs had all those gardens up overlooking the ocean, all along there. They had all that stuff. They either owned it or they were leasing it from somebody, and they had it all planted with this truck garden business. Strawberries and cabbage and lettuce and all this business. And the Secret Service and these guys, we all went right in. There were other photographers who were assigned to other units to go into particular places, particular homes of these Japanese. And we photographed the setup, and I was told, I never photographed it, and why they didn't want us to photograph it, I don't know. But I was told at one place that this one particular setup had a whole shortwave radio operation going in the basement of this little shack-looking place, overlooking, you know, the blue Pacific right there by the harbor. But they jumped on that quick. And the way they evacuated them, then for a couple of days, the stories were getting pictures of these Japs being taken from their homes. And, of course, a lot of them were good Japs. But who was supposed to know the way I saw it? I went to school with a lot of Jap kids. And I knew they were good people and all. But how were you supposed to know who the saboteurs might have been? Because a lot of these Japs were working in the fisheries, in the canneries. And, you know, if they decided they were going to pull off something, why, the Secret Service or the security made up their mind real early that this wasn't going to happen. So we photographed them, putting them on trains and putting them in buses. And I felt sorry for them. But, you know, it was one of those things where you couldn't tell the good ones from the bad ones. And we didn't know. In fact, during the war, I thought, gee, if I would have to go over where I'd be shooting some of these guys, I'd be scared to death that I might be pulling a bead on a guy I took, Shokichi Fuji, that I took auto shop with, or a couple of these other guys. You know, I mean, it was that close. It was a pretty hairy thing there for a while.